Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Another text. I feel like we might as well go full Pistons train at this point. The Wings are confusing, and the Lions don't look like they're going to get it done this year. So let's get into the Lions right now. They're not in the playoffs today. I don't think that's how this is going to go. I'm not at the edge of the cliff ready to jump. I think they're going to make the playoffs. If you have those level of doubts, let us know. Second part of this question, the division, right? Losing to the Eagles sucks. But if they beat Green Bay, they're right back in the driver's seat in this division. John, will they make the playoffs? Will they win the division?
So I think the one question answers the other. Do I think they'll win the division? Yes.
Well, then they'll be in the playoffs.
They'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's the easiest way for me to go about it. I went kind of a roundabout way earlier, but I'm going to cut to the chase and just say I do think that they win the division. I think that they'll beat the Packers on Thanksgiving Day. And it may very well come down to the matchup with the Bears at the end of the season, that final game, which is going to be in Chicago. It'll probably be cold, and we'll have to go through the entire conversation of Jared Goff wearing gloves, can he play in the cold? He has shown that he can win in the cold. He's done it before. He's done it in Green Bay. So, yeah, I think they do win the division.
The key to all of this is the Chicago Bears. I think there are eight teams for seven spots as we sit today. I think the top eight teams in the NFC are the only teams that will make or that could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Bears will play the final 3 weeks of the season, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit.
And they've got to play Green Bay twice.
Correct.
And I am very intrigued to see that matchup. Not because do I think the Bears are going to beat Green Bay? No, I don't. But because of the comments that Ben Johnson made about one Matt LaFleur at the end of the season, and then to find out that Matt LaFleur, like, hey, do you know Ben Johnson?
Not really. No, we're not cool like that.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
So think about this. Like, the Bears aren't going to have any wins subtracted. That's not how this works. They get credit for every game they've won. But if you compare who they've beaten to who they have to play, I think they're going to be the odd man out here.
The only thing I would say is be careful for a team that is loaded with a bunch of guys that haven't won. And now all of a sudden they're gaining a little bit of confidence. They kind of feel like, hey, no matter what happens, we can find a way to eke out games, which is what they've done.
And that's important. But I think
the clock runs out on them, but just be careful with the team that is building confidence.
Right. But if I have to answer which of the eight is going to drop out and not make the final seven playoff spots, they're the culprit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put more stock in a team like San Francisco with Shanahan and the offense, the zombie Niners. They get to host the Bears on Sunday Night Football in Week 17. I'll put more stock in the Lions, who dropped a 50-burger on this team, who has made the playoffs and won the division the last couple seasons. And I'll put more stock in the Packers, who are going to get not one but two cracks at the Chicago Bears. So I think Detroit will make the playoffs. And Thanksgiving Day decides whether they win the division. And John, playing that game at home, evening up the score.
Yeah, and when you're looking at a team like San Francisco, I don't think they're a team that drops out either, because what have they proven? They've proven that they can win with injuries. Very similar to what the Lions did last year in the regular season. Now, it may come to roost in the postseason, but I think they're a team that, whether it's Brock Purdy, and he just came back last week, threw for three touchdowns, looked pretty darn good. Without him, they look pretty darn good with Mac Jones.
Ticket Tech says that the Lions need to win six of the final seven games to make the playoffs, which I don't think that's the case at all.
No, I think it's probably 5-2.
5-2 gets you to 11 wins.
Right.
But 11 should be a playoff team.
And I'll go back to what we said preseason with the way that the schedule looked to start the season. Hey, get to and through the Philadelphia game, through 10 games, and if you're 6-4, you're going to be sitting. You may not have the number one seed, which I think that ship has sailed, but with the way the schedule sets up at the end of the season, should they go 5-2 from here? Yes, at a minimum.
So the wins they should get: Giants this week, Cowboys.
Yes.
Steelers.
Yes.
Those are ones I don't think are negotiable. I think those are...
And your division opponents.
Bears and Packers. That gets you to 5-2.
And Vikings.
Oh, 6-1.
Christmas Day!
There you go.
I know Heather's looking forward to that one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the toughest game remaining is probably at L.A., and it's not exactly home field out there, but it is a front and a quarterback and arguably the best team in the NFC, 1A, 1B with the Eagles. Even if they, look, if they lose that game, it's going to further solidify the point that they're not a Super Bowl team. But, John, they're a playoff team. I'm certainly not willing to fly off the handle and say, this team's out and they're not going to make it.
No. I think they have opportunities in front of them to prove that they can handle defensive fronts. And it's going to be the defensive front of Green Bay and the defensive front of the Rams.
To a lesser extent, too. I mean, you get TJ Watt to deal with down the stretch. And you're going to face the Vikings, which we know screwed them up and messed them up. You get a chance to clean it up.
But, and I know I was just all over Penei Sewell, but TJ Watt doesn't move around the defensive front like some of these other, you know, like Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips is line up anywhere.
No, the biggest question is, can they handle the Packer front? Because they've got two edges.
Right.
You can't cheat it and slide. You're just going to have to deal with it. And John, that might be one of the games that they have to win 20-17.
Yeah, and Rashawn Gary may be a guy that they want to say, go ahead and line up over the guards. Like, that, he's got that flexibility.
Yeah. And they do it with Parsons, too. They move him all over. Yeah. Let's get some phone calls in. Chris in Tecumseh, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I have a question. Do you guys think the roster construction has been... it's not about his antics. I think extending J-Mo at the same time as using those three draft picks from getting Kesla is going to really destroy this, because if you think about it, there is no way that they can rebuild that line with any free agents. Plus, you have to... We see it. You have to pay Gibbs, even though I'm not big into paying running backs, and you definitely have to pay Laporta because they were sorely missing him. I think his fatal flaw is not the Broderick Martin draft picks and stuff like that. I think him and Campbell have to regret paying that much money for J-Mo, because there's only so much money. I know that the salary cap goes up, and I know this and that, but you look at that line, that's his fatal flaw, is paying that number two wide receiver. Because look at T. Higgins. They paid T. Higgins in Cincinnati. They don't have any money to pay any line. They don't.
So the Eagles paid Smith and A.J. Brown, right?
Yep.
What's that?
The Eagles paid Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. They won the Super Bowl.
I honestly think they may regret it.
Maybe they do. I want to make the point that it's not disqualifying. It does make your life harder, and I think Howie Roseman's been super aggressive to capitalize because of it. And the challenge is there for Brad Holmes now.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.